Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to another weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Before we start with the guitars of this week, we have recorded a few months ago an incredible concert, live concert of Anna Vidovich in Aachen in Germany. And our YouTube members have early access to this concert. Just incredible. It's Anna Vidovich, no words left. And if you become a YouTube member, you have early access to this concert video. And after a few weeks, we will publish this concert for all of our subscribers on YouTube. So click on the link down below in the video description to become a YouTube member, to have early access to many videos and to have also some exclusive content. Well, let's start with the first guitar of this week. This guitar is made by one of the leading guitar makers from China, who is building guitars which are heavily inspired by Andrea Tacchi guitars, the Italian legend, I would say. And as you can see, this guitar is very similar to a Cochlea Tuchea guitar of Andrea Tacchi. And Jialan Chen, who has built this guitar, is building super beautiful guitars. Also, according to Andrea Tacchi, he said that Jialan Chen has understood the way of building guitar in a very aesthetical way, but also a guitar that sounds at the same time very, very good and on a very high level. This guitar by Jialan Chen is the Cochlea Tuchea Fibonacci model because of the Fibonacci structure of the rosette of this guitar, which is, I mean, I don't know what to say. It's a piece of art. It's very beautiful. And you have also some gold leaves on this Fibonacci structure rosette, and we have of course three different pieces on the top: cedar, spruce, cedar, and we have wenge back and sides. This guitar is brand new, made by Jialan Chen. Also on the label you can read that this is a homage to Andrea Tacchi. Well, I would say let's play a few notes on this very beautiful guitar. Let's talk about the sound. The first thing what you notice is that this guitar is breathing very well. It's responsive, the tones are coming out easily and very fast. It has a very natural response and it sounds very full-bodied. I mean, when I'm playing the chords, I can feel all the resonances of the guitar. And I think also the balance is very good. If I play a scale, you can hear that on every string and in different positions, the guitar sounds very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
triples have a lot of power and very good sustain. Beautiful. Sound character of this guitar is more dark, but at the same time you have a very good separation in the trebles, or in general in the sound of this guitar. You can follow every tone very, very well, easily. So, let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Jalan Cheng guitar, which is also very comfortable to play. I also have to say, since I have also a Cochlea Tukia guitar by Andrea Tacchi, which is very, very similar to this guitar in terms of construction and also shape of the neck, it's very comfortable for me personally to play on it. I'm saying this because I might be a bit used to play on this guitar. And yeah, let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Jalan Chen guitar. I'm very curious. And let's move to the next instrument. The next guitar is coming from Spain, and it's made in the Granada traditional guitar making school. It's made by Antonio Marin Montero, one of the most famous Spanish guitar makers. He's building flamenco and classical guitars, and this guitar is a flamenco model. But I have to say, this is a very hybrid guitar. I mean, you can play flamenco, but also you can play easily classical guitar pieces on this guitar, and this guitar offers you all the qualities and tools that you need to play both classical pieces and flamenco music. It's from 2011. It has the number 670. It comes with a spruce stop and very beautiful cocobolo back and sides. Beautiful guitar, lightweight, Spanish. Let's see how it sounds. Thank you. beautiful. You know, those soft overtones. The soft overtones make this guitar very suitable for classical pieces. And the brilliance and the fast response of this guitar makes it very suitable for flamenco pieces. Sustain. Usually the flamenco guitars tend to have a bit shorter sustain, but on the other hand, they have a faster response. This is how a flamenco guitar works. But in this case, it has very good tone length. Notice how easy this guitar is to play on if you play faster scales or flamenco pieces, because the guitar needs to react fast. It's very pleasant to play also faster pieces on this instrument. As I said, a very hybrid guitar. Last piece. So it was Antonio Marin Montero from 2011, a flamenco model which can be also used wonderful for classical guitar pieces with cocobolo back and sides. All right, let's move to the next guitar. So the next guitar is, it's not a premiere, but somehow it is a premiere. It's made by Solveig and Andreas Kirschner, so two German guitar makers and very well known for their double top guitars. And Solveig Kirschner is also building traditional guitars. And this guitar is made by Solveig and Andreas Kirschner. And this is a studio model. And I have never tried this guitar. It's a guitar with 64 centimeters scale, elevated fingerboard, cedar top, and Indian rosewood back and sides. And I have played already a few notes on this instrument, and it is very powerful, but you have also the separation in the tone that you need, because sometimes if a guitar is too powerful, you might miss the clarity a bit or the sustain in the higher registers. But this is a very well balanced guitar, and it's from 2016. I would say let me play a few notes on it, and then I'm also curious about your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Super long sustain. Wow. Notice straight away how long the tones on this guitar are. Also the flageolets and the harmonics work very well. On some guitars you barely hear any harmonics. Wow, what a guitar! What I also like about this guitar is that it responds very consistent in different positions, and there is no, let's say, weak spot. Thank you. guitar made by Solveig and Andreas Kirschner, and a very impressive instrument. It's a studio model, and let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. And let's finish the weekly guitar meeting with two Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitars. It's always a lot of fun and joy to review a Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitar, who was a very well-known and innovative German guitar maker, a very important guitar maker, I would say. And as I said, it's a lot of fun to review those guitars because apart from the tonal qualities and the character in the sound, these guitars have also some historical values. It's an important part of the guitar making history or evolution. And this Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitar is from 1936, and it comes with a spruce top and cypress back and sides. It has a 64 centimeters scale. We have also Landsdorfer tuning machines, which were very common and the best tuning machines in that time. Also, many Hermann Hauser guitars have Landsdorfer tuning machines. Yeah, I would say let me play a few notes on it, and it would be also interesting to see how the other Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitar is going to sound. Lovely, lovely as usual. I think I would describe the sound of Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitars as pure, and the it's a tone which is not saturated like many other new guitars, which isn't a bad thing, but I'm just saying how the character of the sound is. It has something slightly nasal and dark in it, which makes the guitar sound like a vintage guitar. I mean, it is a vintage guitar, but the sound is very clear and not saturated. It's pure. Yeah, this is how I would describe the sound of this instrument. Thank you. I think this Richard Jakob Weißgerber guitar from 1936 has also a very powerful sound. I don't know if you can notice it or hear it through the microphones on the other side, but I can't feel it. It's the sound is filling the room very, very good, and it's also responsive. Well, let's move to the last guitar of this week, which is also a Richard Jakob Weißgerber guitar from 1944. So, this Richard Jakob Weißgerber deserves every, how should I say, it deserves a lot of wows. Why? First of all, you can see on the aesthetics of this instrument that this is a special Richard Jakob Weißgerber guitar. I mean, what we have here around the rosette is a very simple but elegant design, and we have a beautiful headstock which is engraved beautifully. You can see it actually on many Richard Jakob Weißgerber guitars, and this is one of those guitars with beautiful craftsmanship also on the headstock, and also you can see it on the back of, I mean, headstock of the guitar, but from the behind. And this Richard Jakob Weißgerber guitar comes with a spruce top, and we have Madagascar rosewood back and sides, so also a premium wood. Also the neck of this guitar looked wonderful. It has also a slightly different shape than the previous Richard Jakob Weißgerber guitar from 1936. And yeah, as I said, this one is from 1944. Beautiful instrument. Wow. I mean, I can understand why there are some people who are true admirers and fans of Richard Jakob Weißgerber guitars. If you see this kind of instruments, it's very hard not to want to play on these guitars. Well, let me play a few notes on it, and then we will talk about the sound. To say the sound is not that much different from the previous guitar, because all the Richard Jakob Weißgerber guitars have kind of the same characters, but there are some little different tonal qualities that you can hear, and this guitar sounds very well balanced, and it has also an intimate tone, I would say. mean, it's a great ending for this week's weekly guitar meeting. Richard Jakob Weisgerber from 1944, and with some beautiful designs and decorations on it. What a great guitar maker. Well, please feel free to let me know which guitar did you like the most. I mean, we had quite different guitars this week, and I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. As usual, please leave a like if you enjoyed the video. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.